Good morning and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Tuesday, the 7th of June. The first phase of the apostolic visitation investigating clergy abuse in Ireland has concluded. With the details, here is EWTN's Rome correspondent, Joan Lewis.
The Vatican Monday released the much-awaited results of its investigation into the church in Ireland, following devastating revelations of clerical sex abuse and cover-up, but the Vatican has delayed any action for several months. Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin has been critical of the slow pace of the Vatican's work, and the delay announced Monday is not likely to please the Archbishop or others critical of Rome's pace. The report began by noting that, in accordance with the time scale indicated in the communique of November 12, 2010, the first phase of the apostolic visitation announced by the Holy Father in his pastoral letter to the Catholics of Ireland on March 19, in order to assist the local church on her path of renewal, has now been concluded. After noting the goals of the visitators to Ireland, the communique said their reports had been handed in to the competent dicasteries of the Holy See that have carried out an initial evaluation from which four elements emerged. 1. As far as the Irish dioceses and seminaries are concerned, the Congregation for Bishops and the Congregation for Catholic Education do not envision further apostolic visitations. 2. The Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life has analyzed the responses to the questionnaires that were sent to all institutes with religious houses in Ireland. In the coming months, the competent dicasteries will give indications to the bishops for the spiritual renewal of the dioceses and seminaries, and the Congregations for Institutes of Consecrated Life will do likewise for the religious institutes. Fourth and lastly, by early 2012, the Holy See will publish an overall synthesis indicating the results and the future prospects highlighted by the visitation. From Rome, Joan Lewis, EWTN.
Actor Hugh Grant has applauded the efforts of a well-known British assisted suicide campaigner, Dr. Anne McPherson, who died last week from pancreatic cancer. He told The Independent that she was a tremendous force for good. "I don't know quite what she wanted in her last few weeks," he said, "but she was a great champion of the right to die in a dignified manner, which it seems she did." In her last days, McPherson expressed her frustration at a prolonged life in a letter to a close friend, The Telegraph reported. "I can't understand why I have to carry on living like this. Why can't I just die?" she wrote. "I really feel furious at this. I think it's cruel to stay alive." Hugh Grant is a patron of Health Talk Online, a website and charity co-founded by McPherson to provide information to pancreatic cancer patients. He also supports her campaign group called Healthcare Professionals for Assisted Dying, founded last year to work for change in Britain's suicide law. Speaking at a public debate sponsored by the Royal Society of Medicine last year, McPherson was one of a minority to support changing the law in Britain. Children will be invited to contemplate God this week during the 2011 Children's Pilgrimage to the Marian Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. The two-day pilgrimage, which begins Thursday, has as its theme, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, I adore you. Father Virgilio Antunes, the rector of the Fatima Shrine and organiser of the Children's Pilgrimage, said in a statement that the goal of the event is to develop in children the attitude of adoring God, Most Holy Trinity. For the believer, he explained, the attitude of adoration is the recognition of the transcendence of God. It is the acceptance of his mystery, the desire to profoundly honour and glorify him. A Spanish cardinal has told business and political leaders in his country that a moral compass is needed to overcome the economic crisis there. During a conference at the 21st Century Club, Cardinal Canizares called for overcoming every spirit of stubbornness and individualism, indifference and distraction in addressing the problems that face us all. He encouraged all Spaniards to directly participate in public life. Spain needs to look ahead and build a new future with hope, he stressed. Cardinal Canizares also said Spain has become very religiously weakened and is immersed in a profound and extensive crisis that entails a grave moral and human breakdown that makes it even harder and more difficult to overcome this crisis in the short term. Well, that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.